Hachette Audio presents I Hunt Killers, written by Barry Liga, read by Charlie Thurston.
For Alvina, literally. It was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful field, except for the body. Chapter 1. By the time Jazz got to the field outside town, yellow police tape was everywhere, strung from stake to stake in a sort of drunken off-kilter hexagon. The field was thick with cops, state troopers in their khakis, a cluster of deputies in their blues, even a crime scene tech in jeans and a windbreaker. That last one really impressed Jazz. The town of Lobo's Nod was too small for its own official crime scene unit, so usually the deputies handled evidence collection at the scene. The fact that they'd actually called in a real live tech from two towns over, and on a Sunday morning, no less, meant they were taking this seriously. Some of the deputies were down on all fours, heads down, and Jazz was amused to see a guy with a metal detector just outside the crime scene tape, slowly pacing back and forth. One of the stadies had a cheap little digital video camera and carefully paced the perimeter of the scene. And riding herd over all of it was Sheriff G. William Tanner, standing off to one side, fists planted on his love handles, watching as his command scurried around at his bidding. Jasper Jazz Dent wasn't about to let the cops see him. He belly-crawled the last 15 yards through underbrush and tall grass, patiently making his way to a good vantage point. This part of the old Harrison farm had once been endless rows of soybean plants. It was now nothing but old bent and broken stalks, weeds, cattails, and scrub. Perfect cover, really. From here, Jazz could make out the entirety of the crime scene, helpfully demarcated by the yellow tape. "What have we here?" Jazz murmured to himself as the videographer, about 10 feet from the body, suddenly shouted out. Jazz was far enough away that he couldn't make out the words, but he knew it was something significant because everyone immediately turned in that direction and another deputy rushed over. Jazz went for his binoculars. He owned 3 different pairs, each for different purposes, each a gift from his father, who had very specific reasons for giving them to his son. Jazz tried not to think about those reasons. For now.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?